Thank you, Daniel. Okay, let's begin, guys. I want to begin with a few nakudas. First nakuda I want to just mention is we had mentioned in Shir yesterday, Machlaikas, the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam had no concept of this Takana Sa'olam that the Anim would go after millionaires and billionaires. And that changed everything around. The Rosh held that, therefore, you go busser the Nitva, because you could have an Ani who has no money, go after a multimillionaire, and the whole thing is a fake. So the whole Mahalach was you go busser the Toveya, and now with this Tikkun Olam, the Rosh kind of switched it. And we point out that the Ram didn't have this, and I had posed the Kasha, why was the Ram not concerned about this? So Ari said after Shir, I thought it was a great point, is that, you know, the Rambam was confident that, based on what we said, that the Beis Din has to hear the legitimate taina. If there's legitimacy, you know, then they'll go forward with it. But if it's a farce and it's a fake, they're not going to pay attention to it. And that's why the Rambam didn't have this whole concept. Whereas I think the Rosh would respond that, you know, there was still a concern that the Anim were very sophisticated, and they would come up with some fake and present it very nicely, and it would give off the impression to the Beis Din that there was mamashes, and then they would proceed and take on these multimillionaires. So I think that's the nakuda, but really based on what Ari suggested. So that's the first nakuda I wanted to mention. Secondly, Ike pointed out very nicely as well that there was a Rashba, you know, the Ramah quoted from the Ma'arik, and that was, he had a statement that the Toveya Sarach Lelech Achar Nitpa if he's Be'er Achiris. And we wanted to suggest that that's all with the Mahalach of the Rosh, that everything gets switched around, and you follow the Nitpa, so you shouldn't have to go after people. So Ike pointed out that there's a Rashba that seems to be against that. And I think the Rashba is against that, because the Rashba goes with the Mahalach of the Rambam. There was a Rashba on page Kufyud Gimel in Simon Yudal, the Beis Yosef. It says, B'tshuva Acheris, they had a question about, they had a question of Reuven, was lend money to Shimon $100, and they were both living in Montesson. And then the question was, what was going to happen? Achshav Yotze Shimon Ladur B'mokom Acher. So Shimon, who was a lover, went somewhere else. So Bar Reuven lefnei Beis Din Akal in Montesson, and they wanted to send Shimon back to deal with it. And the Rashba concludes that we go busser what? We go busser, you know, the Malva. The lover has to be Chayla Lechasim Malva. So where's the switch? So I think the Rashba, again, here is going with the Rambam, doesn't have this switch that we go from the Toveh to the Nitpa. So that's a very excellent point I wanted to point out as well from Mike, that the I think this Rashba is going with the Rambam. The Ramah is going with this Rosh, and the Ma'arik is a harchov of that. Okay, the third nakuda that I wanted to mention was, it's interesting, on that Ma'arik, we had said that the Vilna Gaon pointed out the Gemara and Baba Kama, and that the Toveya's got to follow after the Nitva, because if you... The Gemara says, "O Moshel, Motzeh Chelo Arai." If someone has a pain, and you claim someone owes you money, then prove it. Someone has a pain, you go to the doctor. So I just want to point out, it's interesting. What happens if the Toveh is at Sibor and the Nitva is a Yachid? What do you say in that case? If you go with this Ramah with the Ma'arik, that you go buster the Nitva all the time. What happens if the Tzibor is the Toveh? The Tzibor is the Toveh has to follow after a Yachid is a Nitva? That's an interesting discussion. If you remember, we had many weeks ago, we had in the end of Simon Dalet, you remember about Oven Inishdin and Nafshei, we had that all that was called Zeh Yachid Negin Yachid. But in Yachid Negin Rabim, we said that there was a Muchzakis. So it could very well be that maybe when you're dealing with the Tzibor, it might very well be, even though the Tzibor officially is the Toveh, and the Yachid is the Nitva, it could very well be that maybe the Tzibor has a Hagdar of being the Nitfah here. And therefore, even within the Rosh, Lamaisa, we'll treat the Tzibor as a what? As the Nitfah, even though they're the ones that are what? Going after the Yachid. Okay, that's the third Nakud I wanted to mention. Number four, a fourth Nakud I want to mention is, I haven't used the Sefer much throughout the summer. I'm sorry that I didn't, but it was a very fine Sefer. You know, I gave you the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph says, Mechti Katzvinin, how do you write a Psak Din? And the Gemara goes through it, and I'm thinking to myself, but we learned yesterday the Ramah says you don't write. You don't write a Psak Din. So what's going on in that with that Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed? The Gemara says, Mechti Katzvinin, what do you mean? Ideally, you don't write. So the Meiri, if you saw the Meiri says, Beferish, that the Gemara is talking about a case where one of the litigants asked for the Psak Din. So in that situation, when one of the litigants asks for the Psak Din, okay, they write it up. He says, Beferish, Kigon Shishol Echemim, in the Meiri and there, on Daf Lamed Beis. And there, the Gemara goes through how you write it, and the Gemara says, B'divrechem Nisdaka Ploni, you're not allowed to identify which Dayan said what, and the Meiri here quotes that Yushalmi, Amrav Yochanan Shnayim Zakim Mekofin Samachayev Lichtov Zakai. So if you assume that each Dayan has to write his name, but all three of them write Zakai, even though the third one held Chayev, our the Gemara Maskanav Savar Gemara is that you write me Divrechem Nizdaka Ploni, and all three of us write down that Mr. X, you know, wins, Mr. Y loses, Reuven wins, Shimon loses. And that's a technical issue. You don't want anyone to be speaking rechilus. But also, Ravron, so I can say on a conceptual level, if you hold the unit theory, that Tyson, Baba Kama, Chav Zayin, and Mez, with the Bito, Baruba, Kukulo, it makes sense. He write me, Divrechem, Yizdaka, Ploni. So, what I want to bring out from this Sefer here is, very fine Sefer, Mishpat Aviezri. He just points out, he says, from this Ramah, he says, it's not right what Bate Dinim. They write all the Tainas out, and they write the Psak Din even without being asked. Afshalo Bikish Mehem Shum Tzad Lichtov Atayinus. The Lama Lohem Zeh. Kfar Amru Chacham Zichron L'Rach Atruche Beidinim Bichti Lo Matrachinin. Basically, not supposed to trouble themselves more than that they have to. They're the ones in charge, not the litigants. Lachein Nirli Dein Lichtov Rak Bekitzer Al Atayinus V'Tviyus Shebein Atstadim. Yotza Psak Din Kach V'Kach V'Kach Nahagti Tamid. So I don't know if all Bate Dinim follow that. So I was, it's interesting horror that he says, but it's echo of that Ramah. I mean, the Ramah said it before, as we said, right, that they're in charge of Dayanim, and listen, they don't have to write in. Ain't Shichin Lichtov Lo Atam V'Arayas, Rakoslim Atayinus V'Apsak Din. That's it. You have to go through this whole elaboration. I, the Gemara, is talking about a situation, Halach Lomaisa, right, that... The Gemara even said earlier, he says, Yeshom Davkim Dono said if you have a lava gain kosvin lo, chenikr. You don't have to write anything. Unless they ask, so you write the psak. And even when they do ask, you don't have to write be elaborate. So that's what I wanted to point out. It's on page Chav Gimel in Mishpate Aviezer. Thank you, Daniel. So that's what I wanted to point out regarding this din. Okay. Fine, let's get to now the Mechaber, where we're up to, and in Sifhei. And then we have to get to the next Siman. Okay, maybe we have to get to a Mahal if we have time. Hamischayev bedin, eino chayev l'shaun l'chanegdo tziyosov, afa pishi eskiko ladun beder eracheres. If someone's mischayev bedin, you don't have to pay the other fellow all his expenses, even though he was obligated to go to the different city. Halacha l'maisa. So what does this mean? So he was mafsid. He's not mechuyev to pay the baldin hotz also that he had bedin, like the schar, ksivis tainis, the psak din, you know, the schar batal of the dayin l'maisa, if they had to ask a question of Beis Nagadol. And where does this come from, this notion that you don't have to halacha l'maisa? Each person has to pay for his expenses. Each person has to pay for his expenses. It comes from a line in the Gemara. I want you to know the Makor. The Gemara has a line where it says, Kiyasar of Dima, Lamad Alf and Bezat Hedrick, Kiyasar of Dima, Rabbi Yechana, Taikiv Schavir Abedin, Echronom Renadun Khan, Echronom Renelech Lamakumfar, Kofan Osov Yelech Lamakumfar, Amal of Funerable Ozer, Rebbe, Mishishona, Chavacher Amana, Yotzi Mana Almana, someone who is Toveya for $100, he's forced to spend a month on traveling expenses. It's not fair. Elakovan Osov Adan Beiroi. So that's where this notion comes from, and the Gemara says, Vaiter, it's Masbir, the difference between the Loiv and the Malve, Halacha Lamaisa, you know, how we're Machalik when we say we're Kaifa. But that's where that's the Makor of the Gemara. Each guy pays for Otsah Shalo, and it's Mucha from that Gemara that we see that each guy pays from his Otsah. Says the, now, Be'er Achiris means, what does Be'er Achiris mean? So just plug it in. According to the Machaber in Sif Aleph, it's when the Malva wanted to go to the Beis Nagadol. According to the Ramah, Bizman Hazeh, it's Yefshir for one to be Kofa Chavero. So we're talking about a situation where what? Where there was no Beis in the city. You have to come up with a scenario, Bein Lefi the Machaber, Bein Lefi the Ramah, why you're going to another city. According to the Machaber, it's much easier, you're going to the Beis Nagadol. And according to the Malva's Dorish, you're going to the Beis Nagadol. And according to the Ramah, we're talking about the city had no Beis. So in that situation, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, you can have an Erech Heres. So, V'hani mila lo misarev l'meka v'm'dedina, al-asherotz l'adum d'Erech Heres. He wasn't misarev, he just wanted to go to another city. So therefore, you don't have to pay the expenses. Im ha'yem misarev l'avo l'beizdin. If he was a misarev, v'hutzach ha'tavei l'otzi otzos l'akufu l'eri l'adin, chayv l'floro lo kol hotzo osov. But if he's misarev to come to a din, beizdin, and the toveya had to spend a lot of money, Lakufo lere ledin chayvli frolo kolts also. Then you have to what? You have to pay him. Shehotzi mishashinase sarvan, says the Ramah. So what does this mean? Because he caused all these expenses because of his siruv, the misarv has to pay. Dafka the hotzos sarvonis, but not the other hotzos. The other hotzos, where it goes back to the previous din, that each guy pays on his own. The Shach says in Sifkot Yud, but any hotzos that came from, any expenditures came from the Sarvonis, that tak you have to cover. What does that mean? Chayev Lifroa, that's Davka, and this is an interesting, very interesting Nakuda, let's get it. The Smos says in Sifkot Chavches, that's Davka if the Nitva's Mechuyuv Bedinze. You follow me? The Nitva lost. Okay? But if he came out Zakai, he comes out winning, he's not mechuyev to pay the expenditures that were cost, even through his sarvonis. But that's dafka, says the small, and this dafka, that it was nispire that all the tfi of the toveya was b'sheker b'mirma. The guy's a complete joker, the toveya. So therefore, okay, he was, there's good reason probably why he was misarev, because he thought the guy was a joker. So in that situation, in that situation where it turned out Hitaka won the Nitva, then he didn't have to pay anything because the guy's a joker. But if the guy was a pure guy, the Toveya felt he was owed the money, then in the Hanami, it turned out that he was a good fellow. Even if the Nitva wins, the Nitva's going to have to pay for any expenditures that happened through his Sarvonis, because he should have come immediately. It turned out he won, so why was he delaying? And this is what the Aruch HaShulchan quotes, the Tumim, the Nesivis, all say this Chiluk. What does it mean, Mishasha Nasa Sarvon? It means we calculate the expenditures from the time that he refused to come, not from the time that they wrote the Ksav Sarvonis. So from the time that he refused to come. All those expenditures even before that, and that's what the Yom Shel Shlomo's Medayik and the Rambam, then you're going to have to pay for. Okay. Yesh Misha Omer, continues the Mechaber, Shim Tovu Barakos, Voltsi Otsos, Bedayanim Vitoanin, Alpha Bishimitov Seiruva, Hutzuch Lolicha Barakos, Enochai Vlashan Otsosov. So he says, if a person, God forbid, has to take a fellow Yid to Arkos, and he's got to spend money, Halacha L'mais, he doesn't have to pay, even though through the Tziruvo, he had to go through the Arkos, he doesn't have to pay the expenditures. What's up, Shot? We learned already in Simen Chavav the terrible severity of the Isser of going to our coast, blaspheming Tiras Hashem, Tiras Moshe. However, we know that there are Terim we mentioned when you have Rishus Beis Din. So if the Sarvan that was forced to go to Harkos, halacha lemaisa, does he have to pay the otzos? So this is a machlaikis, let's get it, between the Rivosh and the Rosh, machlaikis mechaber amo. The mechaber pats is like the Rivosh, you're not mechuyiv to pay the otzos because it's considered to be grama ben ezikin. Grama ben ezikin is potter, you didn't do a maisa begufa adavar the yermazik. Okay? You didn't do a maisa. You know the difference between grama and garmi. What's the difference between grama and garmi? Grama, we pass in your potter from paying. Garmi, your chayiv. It's usher to do a grama. It's usher in your day. You have to do tshuva for it. But regarding the expenditures, lamaisa, your potter from paying. So, I mean, that's you could spend a whole summer on kutras dina de garmi in the Ramban. But the basic two chilukim that are is grama is that it's considered to be not bari hezeka, whereas garmi is bari hezeka. 100% it's going to clear. And number two is that grama, the damage doesn't happen immediately after the action, it's delayed. Garmi happens immediately. Those are the two major distinctions between grama and garmi. And the Chuvas Arashban Chelak Avsim and Tuf Kuf Mem just says, what's an example of garmi and shas? What's the most famous example? When you're Sarf Staroso Shechavero, a malva has a star that he's owed $1 million, the guy goes ahead and burns the star. Now he has no proof. That's being sorif the chefsi shaldavar. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, that's considered to be garmi. Here you're not doing the chefsi shaldavar, and therefore it was indirect with the expenditures you're potter. However, comes along the Ramah, Hagav Yesh Chok, Mesri Ledim, Shutzuch, Lotzi, Allah, Votzot, Lekufo, Ayder, Kakos, Shalakum, Chayiv, Lashalim, Lo. Here the Ramah quotes from the Rosh and says, no, that if you have to spend money to take him to a goyish court, you're Mechuyiv. You have to pay all the expenditures because you caused this. Okay? Now, it's a machloikis again. Machloikis in the Rivosh and the Rosh. Mechaber holds like the Rivosh. Ramah holds like the Rosh. Now, the Nesivis points out very beautifully here. And I gave it to you right here in the Nesivis. And the Nesivis points out here in Sifkat and Dalad. He points out very interestingly. He says that Davke, when you're Motzi Barakos, Lakufu Ladin Yisroel. Meaning that the Goyish courts are going to be force this guy to go back to Jewish Beis Din. Then you're mechuyev to what? Give him back the expenditures. But if you have been giving him bribes in the Arkos, that you should judge him, even though Lamaisa, in order to get the other guy to pay, even if Lamaisa, they're done of Arkos Kedin, you don't have to pay it back. You don't have to pay that back, halach Lamaisa. Those extra expenditures, those bribers you're given, even though the truth of the matter is they got it right, and Itaka owed you the money, then the Sivitz wants to say that you would not be mechuyev to pay those expenditures, halacha lemaisa. Okay, could be that Gosim Rebaruch claims from the Chuvashev Koyin that really there's no machloikis here, Rashb in the Rosh. Maybe you could say that's the Chiluk, that when the Rosh said you're mechuyev to pay, is that lemaisa, you know, when they force you to go ladun Yisrael. And the Rivosh should say you don't have to pay is when these types of briberies that you're giving the guy. So maybe there's no machlekes perhaps at all. Okay. However, let's continue in the Ramah. He says, he holds like that, you have to pay. Oh, you need Bershus. If you did it without the Bershus of Beis Din, even though there will be no Isser, what would be the example, you know, Isser, of our calls, if you had no Rishus of Beis Din? That's a case where they wrote in the Shtar Mefurish and Tanai, the guy writes the law and says, if I don't pay it back, you can, and you don't want to take it to a Beis Din, you can take him to our calls. So that's considered to be okay. In other words, where you didn't have a Rishus, Lomaisa, if you don't have Rishus, you don't have to pay the expenditures. Isn't it usher to go to our calls if there's no Rishus? No, that's the situation where Halacha Lomaisa, you had, it was a Tanai written in, but nonetheless, since you didn't have Rishus, you don't have to pay what? You don't have to pay all the expenditures. Okay. Right, we said that it was Usher. Didn't we say that? Who did we quote from? I don't remember. Chavetz Yair said it was Usher also, because it was Shiva Mitzvah Noach. We said no. Yeah, it's a good point. Maybe the Nesivis is assuming it's not a problem. Maybe the Nesivis assume it's not a problem. I don't, it's a good horror. Very good. Okay, let's get to the following. Now says the Ramah, Mishomer l'chaver she'yochel ladun b'makom acher. Guy says to his friend, let's go to another place. V'omer lo lech, V'ani yavo acharecha. You go, and I'll come after you. V'holach v'ashini loholach aracha. And he stiffs him. He doesn't go with him. Sarach l'shaul and zesh alach kol yitziyosu. Meaning you paid a flight, you went all the way, you have to pay everything. I mean, it's a terrible thing that he did. And l'maisi, you see the Pesach Tshuva, quotes from the Tshuva's Chavis Yoyer, he says that if you have a chasen, let's say a engagement, God forbid, that's broken off, so, you know, the one family shows up at the chasen and the other one doesn't come. So if there's no onus, you have to pay the hotzos of the other fellow. If there's an onus, fine, onus are coming up patre. But otherwise, you did a wrong thing, you have to pay his expenses. Kishya sarvan sarich lashalim hotzos, and when the sarvan has to pay the expenditures, Ain om shiyishve kamahotzi yitol el tzarch lavara kamahotzi o habezin yeshumu lo hotzos of the kazay yishalim lo. When the sarvan has to pay the expenditures, we don't say that simply takes a shvuah of how much it was and he collects it, but he has to mevarer it, maybe bring rayas from Adim, which shtaros, how much he spent, or bezin shatzes up, how much it is. So let's introduce here now. When we talk about shvuas, lemaisa, there's a concept called shvuas adayonim. What is shvuas adayonim? Shvuas adayonim is shvuas that bezin imposes on the litigants. And there are three types of shvuah that arises. Eid Echad, when they come and say, Mr. X owes Mr. Y money, motive and mixes. And number three is shvuas hashomrim, which is really consists of three different shvuas, shana b'rishuso, that the shvuah, the shomrim is not in my domain, shlo pashati, I was a negligent, shlo shlachta bol yad. And it's a major machlokes in Rishonim how those three work. Are they three distinct ones? Are they done in a Gilgal form? If they're done in a Gilgal form, which shvuah is the base shvuah? Is it Ainab Rishuso is the base shvuah? Is Shlo Pashati the base shvuah? And your Magago the other two off? It's a major machlokes in Rishonim. But what's the common thread of the shvuah that arises? The nishpoim and niftarim. The shvuah is to get you out of pain. So that's the first level of shvuahs you have, shvuahs adayanim. Shvuahs adayanim is shvuahs that Beis imposes on the guys. You got to get that. Okay? I'm not talking about shvuahs pitu. Shvuahs pitu, a guy takes a shvuah not to eat an orange. That's optional. It has nothing to do with Beis Din. Don't confuse shvuahs Hashem and shvuahs apikoron. Shvuahs apikoron also is not a shvuahs adayanim. Shvuahs apikoron is you take a shvuah, you never got the item. Notice the shvuahs Hashomrim, which is imposed, he admitted he got the item to watch, but he said, Ainab Rishuso, Shlosh Dachtabo Yad. Shlopashati, it's different. So, then there's a second level shvuah, which is called the shvuah ha-mishneh. What's the shvuah ha-mishneh? There is a mishneh in shvuah on memheim beis, a long mishneh. Memheim beis running out of memvavarav lists off cases that midrabanan, the toveya can take a shvuah to collect money. This is a shvuah ha-notland. That's a shvuah midrabanan. Then the lower level shvuah we mentioned was a shvuah hesed, so in the times of Nachman, Rambam says bizman ha-tanoim existed, that also is niftarim. So those are the three levels of shvuahs. So what we're talking about here is the middle level of shvuahs on notland. So here, it's fascinating here. What happens here is that, what does the Ramah say? The Ramah says that the Sarvan has got to pay all the expenditures, and the other guy who got messed up can just take a shvuahs on notland and collect. Okay? So, interesting, I gave you the Sma here. And the Sma is bothered by, it says in Simen Kufnun Ches, in Choshen Mishput, it says in Simon Kufnun Ches, if someone's makif son of Chaveiro, in other words, let's say a guy surrounds the guy's in the middle, and he builds all these fences. So the guy inside, the Nikif, is benefits from the makif. So Halacha Lamaisa, he wants to collect money from the Nikif. He spent all the money. So the Mechaber writes there in Simon Kufnun Tes, right here, it's in Sif Ches. He says, "Beferish, im ain a makiv yochol avara kamahotzi, yeshava came to rice of ito, came to brishus hotzi. Bim amar shumuli bepachus yebeshumos ve'etol below shua shomen lo. If he wants to take the less amount, that's fine. Linen tainus piron in and them alone brought that shiavi riot. So what is the mechaber? Frek the small. What's going on here? Frek the small in simin kufnun ches sif ches. We said that he takes yeshava came to rice of ito." He's naman the shvuah, right? And what does the Ramah say here? The Ramah says you're not naman the shvuah, right? You have to be mavara with shtaros or edim or bezin shots it up. Over there is no problem. So what's the teretz? So the small wants to say, and there's two pshatim we want to interpret. Well, first we'll say over what I suggested to Ari and Alex, and then secondly, we'll say over what Ari wanted to say himself. The Shema basically answers, let's get it, at least the way we want to interpret it, that the Nikev is Nene. If the Nikev is Nene, so if the other guy was Nene, so you know what? He got something out of it. You know, he's been protected by the fences. So we give a privilege of the Malva to take a shvu and collect. Why not? We believe it's a privilege. But why not give him that privilege? Because the other guy got a benefit. Whereas here, there's no hana. He's, what do you mean? He's a sarvan. He's being aggravated. He's got to go after the guy. He didn't go after the guy. So he's getting nothing out of it. So we're not going to give him the privilege of taking a shvu to be nulled, to collect. And I mentioned to Ari and Alex, I said, you know what it's like? There's a balamor, interesting balamor of Ron, so I once point out. It's on the last daf in the daf Arif in Shvuas. On daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. You know, he says there are two types of Shvuas on Notlin. There's a type of Shvuas on Notlin, in Ikar Adin, you really should get the money. But the Chacham said, no, we're going to make it to a Shvuah and not let you collect until you take the Shvuah. Like, for example, he gives, there's like two types of cases in that long Mishnah. Like, for example, he says, Pogim Eshtaro, if you collected half of the Shtar. So Mikra Adin, you have a Shtar, you should be able to collect the whole thing. Chacham said, no, we're not going to let you do it to a Shvuah. The other track is you really should get zero. That's if someone was damaged, he's a nizik, or he's a nechbal, you really should get zero. So he distinguishes that at the first track, if a guy's a chashid, so nishkeferlich, let him collect without even taking a shua. He was a chashid, so suspect of taking a shua. So since Mikra Adin, he really should get the money, we say nishkeferlich, just collect the money. The second track, he really should get zero, and if he's a chashid, we won't let him get anything. He goes to pachya nefesh. So I wanted to say to Ari and Alex, I wanted to say it's similar to that. It's kind of like in the situation of the Nikev, where he got what hana, and the Makif wants his money back, it's like Mikra Adin, he should be able to get the money. The Shvu is just a stopgap. So in that situation, what do? We say take the Shvu and collect. Whereas our case, the fellow with the Sarvan, really is what really is from the second track. It's really what, it's the truth of the matter is he got no hana out of it at all, right? The Sarvan, so the other guy wants to collect, shouldn't be given, Mikra Adin really shouldn't get the money. And we taka don't let him take, we don't let him take a shvua. The only way he can get the money is what? Is through what? Is through, the only way we're going to let him take the money is through Adim or a star or Bezin shotsing it up. So that was the shot I wanted to suggest. I want you to know that about Lamor as a model. And Ari wanted to say it differently. Ari wanted to say, and I think Ari's shot probably is better, because it is in the, landscape of Rishus. Talking about what you need a Rishus. So Ari wanted to just say in the small over there says Ken Rishus Hotzi Afshalo Natal Rishus. There was no real formal Rishus, right? We come up and say Nene Chaver Nikri Rishus. He says that's called Rishus. So Ari wanted to say that if it's Hanoe, so it means you had Rishus. There was like a Rishus. The Nikev and Makas is understanding there. So it's an understanding. So since there was Rishus, so therefore Lamaisin kind of like conversely he's able to take a Shua to collect. You know what I mean? Because he did derive benefit. Whereas in here case, there's no reshus, so mehechatesi that you'd be able to take the shvua. You could have maybe combined the pshatim lamaisa and say that it was kind of like that give and take. Because the truth of the matter is, I saw the pshat I said over Yari is before I actually, or maybe I, before I actually saw this, but there are some gedolei achroinim, the tumim and the nesivis, actually are cholik, and they say that just like the nigzel and the nizik are nishpon v'notlin, so too, kol heichad yefshel avar yishav v'yitno. They actually argue on this Ramah. And they quote that as an example. I think what I said, I said it before or not, or maybe I saw it yesterday and it jogged my memory, but I don't remember. L'may nafkemina, but there are achronim, gedolei achronim, the nesivis and the tumim argue on this Ramah, and they say you do take a shuas anotlin. And they actually invoke that, you know, nizik v'nishpo. It's really the wrong track based on what we said from the Balamor, right? But at least it's a notion that if you can't be Mavarer, it should be Yishva V'Yitol. So, Lamaisa, in my topology of the Balamor, it's better the first track. But Lamaisa, there are Gedolei Achronim that argue. In fact, the Tumim and Siva say the Nizik is Neman Kol Pam B'Shvua, since he comes suddenly and he can't be Mamed Edim. So, Mashenkim, in our case, if you can Mavarer, you're not Neman B'Shvua. Here by the Nizik, you never came in Mavarer. So, came suddenly, so you give him that heter of shua. So I'm not sure if my lumdus is necessarily correct. Ari's proper is better, but I want you to know this din, Bala, more interesting din. Okay, let's get the sivvav. Chayuv v'beis l'fro v'yotzev v'chazav v'paratim hunemun yispar v'simen ayin tes. So, didn't want to be lazy, so I said, let's look at ayin tes, right? So what does it say there? Beis is b'chayv the guy to pay. Oh, before we go on, I just wanted to finish up. I'm sorry. Before we get to Sivov, what does this mean, Kamahotzio Bezin? So, according to this Girsa, is it either or? Meaning you have to do a Birur, or you have to do a Shumas Bezin. But the Shachas Goris, the word Az. Do you notice that? The Shachas Goris Az, meaning Az Bezin. Meaning that Bezin does the Birur, they're the Shumas Bezin. The Birur alone is not enough. He doesn't have enough power to the Hotzi Komashi Yirtsa. Shumas Bezin also is not enough because Dilma Lohotzi. So that's what the Piskei Tshuva, wanted to bring out. Where is the my Shulchan Aruch? Oh. So Lomaisa, Osius Machkim is here. The Piskei Tshuva has a Piskei Tshuva has a Lashon that he says beferish. He says, in other words, on this last Ramah here, what is the lashon he says? Oh, he says, ach achiluku dimavara kamahotzi sarach shuma as a shuma hi im lohotzi yosur min aroi. Ava imen yochel avarer as a shumu bininach as a shumu pochus shubohotzos. So what does that mean? In other words, you could read it either or you could say like the Shach that Lamaisa, the beer is Lamaisa, you need both. In other words, it's not good enough. So if you're Yochel Avayer, Bezin doesn't do a Shuma. If you're not able to Mevayer, then Bezin makes you do a Shuma Kapacha Shabo Tzolz. They make you pay the less amount as much possible if you can't do the Shuma. But what I wanted to bring out is as follows. What does he say? He says, Achachiluk, he quotes the Sheva Koin. Achachiluk, the Mevarer, Kama Hotzi, Sarach Shuma, for Mevarer, how much he spends, Sarach Shuma, as a Shuma who im lo Hotzi Yosur Minaroi. So what does that mean? In other words, the Shuma is im lo Hotzi Yosur Minaroi. In other words, the Chiluk is your Mevarer, how much he spent, right? And you need a Shuma to know if that was what? Enough. Maybe Lamaisa, right? You need a shuma as a shuma him lohotzi yosem in a roy. If he did not spend more than roy, in other words, maybe the shuma is not enough. Maybe you should pay even more. So that's what the Lamaisa, the Shach, might be driving at with the Shev Koyen Lamaisa. So you got to make sure that he's not getting off the hook. You know, maybe the imivara kamahotzi sarach shuma as a shuma who im lo hotzi. The shuma is that if he's not motzi yoser, then what he should have done. Maybe he should have spent more money. Allah lamaisa. You follow me? So you really kind of like go after? Maybe he should have spent. The guy didn't take advantage of him. He only spent a few $100. He could have really spent $500. Would have been normal. So maybe you charge him even more than that. I think that's what the Piskei Tshuva is saying. Okay, so that's the that ends up Sif A. Okay, let's get the Sif Vav. That's what he says. Sif A. I think that's what it means. That the Shuma will be more. I think pretty sure that's what it means. Imlo Hotzi Yosem in Aroy. He didn't spend as much as he should have. You need a Shuma from Avar Kama Hotzi. Sarach Shuma as a Shuma who Imlo Hotzi Yosem in Aroy. If he didn't spend how much he should have. Then you have to do the shuma, how much he really should have spent. Okay. Sivov. Chiyuv v'beizn lifroa, v'yotze v'chazer v'amar paratim u'nemen yispar b'simenayin test. Let's say beizn mechayev the guy to pay. And then he leaves and he says, parati if he's nemen yoser. Okay. He comes back in, what's the din? So if you look in simenayin test, in Sif Beis, right? Sif Yud Beis, I gave you in the middle, right? It says if you have a hodah and a bezer, it is in a bezer like a mil of bishtar. Right? And the Mechaber goes through, and in Lamaisa, if the fellow said the love is a parati, is neman, he takes a hesis that he paid. The fikach, if the Toveya comes later to the Yonim and says, write me a hodah, we don't write it to him. Why don't we write it to him? Because maybe he already what? Maybe he already paid. He's going to come collect it a second time. So the first thing I want to point out is that Beis Mechayev to pay, and the guy says parati, is he neman, right? Is he neman? So the Mechaber says he is neman. To the degree that if the Toveya wants the aksav that he won, or that a hodah was written, we don't write it to him, because maybe he collected already. So you see from Simonai and Tess, if you'd beis, that the guy's believed. Halacha l'maisa. The lov was believed to say parati. And we don't issue a new psa, we don't issue a write down a psak din based on a hodah, because we're afraid already paid it up. Now, if you turn to Simon Lamed Tess now, Ayin test, what's the next sif by us? It says in Sif Zayin, in ba azocha lebedin lebeizim etoveya sheyichtavu lo psak din im kosu nosun lo kamze sham. So he says, if the guy wants, the toveya wants it, we don't give it to him, because we're afraid that what he already collected already. So that's the pshat involved in Zayin. Then in Sif Ches, yesh biyono psak din shchaveru chayav lo ima lo neman lo meprati, he's part of Simon Lamed Tess. Is that true that if a guy has a psak din, let's say he has a psak din, the malva? Is that true? That a guy's believed to say parati? Negative what? Negative psak din? What's the din? Allah halamaisa. What's the din of parati? There are two types of loans, a milva alpeh, a milva bishtar. If a guy says parati against a milva alpeh, what's the din? He's believed. Allah halamaisa. Is he believed against a milva bishtar? No. Parati is not believed against a milva bishtar, because star could be only my boy. The mava would say, lamaisa, you would ask your star back.
So meaning you would never, before he said parati,
yeah, parati is not believed against a star. Star could be under my way. So machloek is in Rishonim whether parati is believed against a ksav yado, against an IOU. That's a machloek is tois in the riff, whether parati is believed against ksav yado. If parati is believed against ksav yado, ksav yado is not a star. Halacha lamaisa. If parati is lamaisa is neman against ksav yado, that means ksav yado is not a star. If parati is not neman, so that's probably because ksav yado is a star, lamaisa. What do you do with the problem of Shtar Chabiyot and my boy? What do you do with the din of Shtar Chabiyot and my boy? If you say the Parati is Neman. So the Ramban already says the end of Baba Basra and the Muhammad, the guy doesn't want to, the guy doesn't feel a need to take it back, because a Ksav Yad can only collect from Nechasim B'nei Chayrin, not from Nechasim Shubadim. You're only going to say Shtar Chabiyot and my boy. The guy's going to want the Shtar back, so you won't go after the Lekuchos. But if you only can collect Nechasim B'nei Chayrin, the guy's not Makbid to take it back. Okay, whatever it is. But we have this concept that usually parati is not believed against a star. So what does it say in Lamed Tess? In Simon Lamed Tess, it says Beferish, right? In Sif, I gave you Simon Lamed Tess. It says in Sif Tess, right? It's Sif Tess, you're not just Yud. It said Beferish that Lamaisi is believed. He says, so there's two days in Siftes, the Mechaber and the Ramah say there's a Shita that says you're believed to say Parati against a Psak Din. Malve has a Psak Din that he was owed money. He's believed because we're afraid that maybe what? We're afraid that maybe already paid it back. Okay? But if you look later in Sif Yud, the end of Sif Yud, the Ramah calls Yesh Cholken V'omrim, the Bechol Inyan, Ne'aman, Anit Falomar Parati, Negat Psak Din. Okay? So, Lamaisa, and in the beginning of Sif Yud, the Mechari, Yish Biyadu Psak Din, Eina Loiva Ne'aman Loma Parati. So, it's a Beferish Machlek, is in the Rishonim. Mechaber says, you're not Ne'aman, the Lova. And the Ramah seems, quotes a Shita in the Rishonim that says, you are Ne'aman. So, the Sma says, in Sif Kon Ches, you're Ne'aman because a Psak Din is not considered to be what? A star to your govable. It's just to jog a memory what the Dinam Paskin. And therefore, when he pays it back, he's not choshish to take it away from him. That's another example. You don't have a problem with Shtar Chabiyot, my boy. So therefore, when the Mechaber says, if he has a Psak Din, that his Chaver is Chayav Lo, is he believed to say Parati? So the Mechaber is of the opinion, Maisha, that he's not Neman. But the Ramah quotes a Shita that says, Taki, you are Neman. And Shtar Chabiyot is not a problem. Just like we said, the Ramban Svarah by Ksav Yad, you say the same Svarah by Ksav Din, by Psak Din. Psak Din doesn't allow you to collect. just to jog your memory. Therefore, there wasn't chayshish then when he paid it back. Give me back the psak din. Okay. So that finishes up Simon what? That finishes up Simon Yud Dalet now. Okay, let's go to Simon Ted Fav. Yes, Yoni. Go ahead and then Ike. Yeah.
Why does the Machaber repeat again in Lamed Ted and Ike? He already says it. Why does he have to say it twice?
Well, a lot of times, Lamaisa, he's just referencing. He's just referencing. But that's the assumption that Lamaisa, we assume that, you know, the. So I'm glad you brought it up. Let's just chazer over the dinim. What's the progression? The progression is that in Sif Vav he's pointing out that the law was believed to say Parati, Halach Lamaisa, he's Neman, right? Based on that, Sif Zayin, that if the one who won says, the Toveah says, you know, please write me a Psak Din that I won, we don't let him, right? Because Sif Zayin is an outgrowth of Sif Vav because maybe he already paid it back and he has a Nemanis. And Sif Ches is that the really our two day is, saying that Lamaisa, the Mechaber saying that Parati Lamaisa is, you know, he's not Neman. So Parati's not Neman if the guy has a Psak Din. That's why it's critical to make sure you're not going to write it up. Because if you write up and give him, he's going to win according to Mechaber. The Ramah points out the Shittas that say not that way. The Shittas that say not that way, and that the Tur B'Shem Avi Ezri, who's the Rav Yoh, that says in the Mordechai, the first paragraph of Rambam, says you are Neman against the Psak Din, and you don't have a problem with Shtar Chavyoni, my boy. Okay? Yes, Ike, go ahead. I can't hear you, I'm sorry. Right, right. Yeah, yeah. The question is the Maisa based in the whole door? The question is in the Maisa based. So I guess the Shita that says that you have a Neamanis is saying that it's not like a Ksuba. Maisa based is like a Ksuba. So this is a personal star between. So we wouldn't have called that a Maisa Beis, and you have no problem striking a bit of my boy because Stam is not Makbid on it because you can't collect with it. Okay, all right. Let's begin now. The Simon Tedfov. So Simon Tedfov. Let's first look at the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin on Daf Ches. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Ches quotes a pasuk in Sefer Dvorim. Perak Aleph Pasuk Yud Zayin Lo Sakiru Pfanim Bamishpat Hakatan Gagadol Tishmon Lo Saguru Mipnei Ish Ki Amishpat Elokim Hu Vadavar Asher Yikshim Mikem Takriv Nelav Shmativ Hakatan Gagadol Tishmon Amrei Shlakish Sheichavim Alecha Din Shal Pruta Gedin Shal Me Amane Lamai Hilchasa Ilei Mele Yunu Mifsakab Shita. Obviously every din a dying has got to look at it precisely and go through it. Elak Dume, meaning that the dollar case comes before the $100 case, okay? L'chura, this is also obvious, no? Pshat in the Gemara, let's get it. L'chura, that's also obvious, right? So the Marsha says like this, right? The Marsha says we learned the Dayan can get a salary, right? But the Gemara said in Daf earlier and Daf Zayin Emet Beis that, interesting, that he was a little bit very hesitant, Rav, about being a dayan. The Gemara says, Rav ki avi asel lebeidina amar hachi berus nafshek letkala nafik. When Rav would enter in the Beis Din, he would say to himself, this man is going to death, Rechman al Islam. Meaning, if he errs in judgment, he's chayv misin. Utsvi Beis it leisu David. The duty of his household he doesn't perform because he's in Beis Din. In fact, he returns home empty-handed. He receives no remuneration. Where he says he wishes his return to the house be the same as leaving it. He hopes he doesn't go with sin. He doesn't make an erroneous pshat, erroneous psak, because a dayan doesn't get a regular salary. He's compensated for the time that he spent performing some type of schar batala, correct? But the marshal also points out that usually the remuneration he receives is exacted from the sum involved in each case. Now, this was a pruta. So, Lamaisa, one would have thought that the dayan is allowed to delay trying a case that involves such a small sum. Now, the Ben Ishchai, the Sefer Ben Yoyoda, says that one might have thought that precedence should be given to the larger case because the Tovei in such case stands to lose more should his opponent flee or lose the money in the meantime? So there are some chidushim you could say pshat in the Gemara. Again, number one is that you think the remuneration is so small, maybe you could be daich of the pruta case. That's the Marsha. Number two, right, it makes sense too, right? I mean, how you got to pay the guy more money than what the case is all about. So that's the chidush of the Gemara, Marsha. Number two, the Ben Yo-Yo, the Ben Ishchai says you would have thought that since the second dinter is a lot of money, maybe the other guy's going to get out of there and lose his money. Maybe I think I could do that one first. Kamash Mon not. So that's what the Gemara says. Beferish put together Chesam and Aleph with Zion and the base. This din. Halacha lamais. Okay? That's number one. To be mocked him in the Gemara, this particular halacha. Now, number two is the second Gemara I want to point out here is the Gemara Mesechah Shvuas. The Gemara in Mesechah Shvuas on Daf Lamed states as follows. The Gemara says, actually, it's on Lamed of an Aleph from the bottom of the Yomid. The Gemara says, Rav Ula Breid Rav Eloy, Havelid Ledine Kamidr of Nachman. Rav Ula, the son of Eloy, had a din Torah to be tried in front of Rav Nachman Sholcher of Yosef. Rav Yosef sent the following message: Ula Chavareinu Amit to be Torah Mitzvahs. He's a gadol b'Torah. Amar Rav Nachman says, Lamai Sholcher. What did he send it to me? Lachnufilei to flatter him. Chas Shalom. Harder Amar Lamishna b'Tigre. What's Lamishna b'Tigre mean? He wanted to try Ula's case first. That's what he wanted him to do. Inami l'shuti d'daini. What's shuti d'daini? We're already familiar with that. What do you mean? What's shuti d'daini? Where they can't come up with a psak. And we came Machleis Rashi Taisus. What shuti d'daini means? Halacha l'maisa. So Taisus on the top points out that according to Rabbeinu Tam, that means that the d'daini can give whoever he wants. You have to say the other fellow here was a Tamach Chacham too, and he was afraid that he would give it to him over. So therefore, he wanted to tell him, you should know this person's a Tamach Chacham as well, Rav Ula. Okay, so we have this second case of the second Gemara we have here. Then let's point out two other Gemaras. The third Gemara is, I wanted you to see, is the Gemara in Maseches Ksubis, which we actually saw when we were doing Shochan, but not we didn't see actually the end of the Gemara. Thank you, Daniel. The Gemara says here in Ksubis, story with Rav Hanan and also Rav Nachman also. Okay? Says the Gemara on Kuf Hey Amid Beis. The Gemara says that Rav Anan, you know, was brought a basket of fish live among the reeds. Rav Anan said, "What do you do?" He said, "He is going to bring him to a din Torah." Rav Anan, he says, he wants to go to a din Torah in his Beis Din. Rav Anan didn't accept the gift, and he said, "I'm posel." So the man said, "You know what? I don't want to go to a din Torah you, but I do want you to accept the gift because, you know, it's like giving a bikurim to a Talmud Chacham." So Rav Nachman said to him, "You know, I didn't want to accept the gift, but now that you say the reason why you want to give it, I'm willing to accept it." Okay, he's willing to accept it. Halacha lamais. Fine. Now the Meiri points out, if after his disqualification, Lamaisa, you know, after he passed himself, the guy still wants to give it, you can take it, right? Obviously, he's a righteous fellow, but that dying is always going to be possible. But Rav Anan felt bad. He wanted to send him to a dying, so he sent him to Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, Shalachle, pick it up from here. Shalachle sent him to Rav Nachman. The idea of Marla Hayagavri, can Rav Nachman judge his case? Anan Pasulad, I'm Pasulad. I'm going to Shalachle, Hachish, I'm going to Nachman said, since he sent that to me, must be that he's a relative. Have come in the Asvikameh, there was already orphans who were already holding by Rav Nachman. Omar, Hayesi, Vayesi. He says, I have a problem. There's a din of an essay. Rashi says, what? What essay is it? Hayesi, Vayesi, Mitzitayonim, essay, Shvatim Tzedek. Din Torah, Hayesi, this is regarding the orphans. Essay, the Kovenot Torah, Odiv, Saka, Ladin, the Yasmeh. Based on this reasoning, Rav Nachman set aside a lawsuit of what? Of the orphans, v'achle l'dine, and took up the din Torah of the man who was sent by Rav Nanan. Came to Chazal Baldina, Yikar the Kavod Lei, Istatin Tanase. The other fellow is fighting him. Said, why even pursue it? He's getting so much covered. He just said, you know what? Forget about it. And then the Gemara concludes that Rav Anan Eliyahu Navi used to visit him all the time, and he used to teach him Seder Eliyahu, but once he did this, Eliyahu Navi left. It was a bad thing in which he did, because why? He didn't return because he was responsible for this miscarriage, right, of justice. He should have clarified his reason for shunning the lawsuit. He didn't say why, and he gave off the impression when Nachum thought it was one of his relatives. So since Rav Anan had made a mistake by concealing his reason, interesting. So Eliyahu Navi, Midi Kedeg and Midi, says the Marsha, stopped teaching him. He also concealed further wisdom. That's how it was Midi Kedeg and Midi, the punishment. But then he was Mispalo, that he should come back, and he did come back, and he taught him Eliyahu Zutu. Okay, so that's the story in the Gemara in Ksubis. So that's the third Gemara I want to mention. And lastly, the fourth Gemara that the Beis Yosef has, thank you. The Beis Yosef quotes the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara says on Kuf Yud Tesem and Aleph, the Gemara says, Beferish, that the love of Talmid Chacham was so great by Amoraim, Rava said that when a Talmid Chacham would come before him for a Din Torah, he would not, what, lean on his pillow, he wouldn't go to sleep until he would want to uncover all the merits for the Talmid Chacham, because he loved the Talmid Chacham. Not that he would, you know, go against the justice, but he wanted to make sure, Lamaisa, that everything was done properly for the Talmid Chacham. Marbar Rav Ashi said, he would actually pass himself if a Talmid Chacham came in front of him, because why? He treated it as like it's dear to me as his own, and a person can't see negativity about himself. So you see this Gemara, Lamaisa, is very important too. So they wouldn't push off the din till the morning. They would see if there are proper gowns to go with the Talmid Chacham. Okay? So this is the fourth Gemara that we have, Lamaisa, regarding this din. So Lamaisa, let's begin. There's a lot I wanted to see here. It's later. But let's just see. I wanted to bring out this point first. And then speak, if we had a little bit of essay to cover at the Rada, there's a lot we have to speak about here. But first of all, I think a few weeks ago, Adam and Yoni pointed out that there was a Radbaz. The Radbaz in Perachof and Nechus Sanhedrin, Halacha Yudan, the Rambam writes, let's get it, if the first case, the Prut gets, needs a lot of research and a lot of Messinus Adin, and the second case, $100, is a Poshit Psak, Shane Roylan also something Mutun Shoses. So the Rabbah says it's Mutter to judge the second case, the $100 case, which is a Dover Poshit, whereas the first case, Prut, is very intricate. Rabbah says it's Mutter. So, here in the Sefer Devar Moshe here on Sanhedrin, he points out that the Ritvaz is a Chiddush. Sarachim. If there's an Isra Mimaktim, the later one before the Mechitesa, there should be Mutter. Should always be Aser. So he wanted to say the Pshat is in the Rabaz is the Chachila, Lamaish, you're not allowed to be Maktim the Mu'ukher. It's only Aser because Mishum Godlo. Kikotin Kigodl Tishmu. Kigodlo. But if you're Maktim in Machmas, another reason, not because Mishum Godlo, what does godlo mean? Because it's $100. This is a dollar. So if you're mimakdim $100 or one because of the money itself, then that in a chanami is usher. But if there's any other reason, it's bichlam not usher. And therefore, Lamaisa, he wants to say that Dvar Moshe, let's say you're mimakdim the second one for the first one for stam, no reason at all. Should also be mutter, he said. Because so if you're not being mimakdim because of godlo. And the Radbaz, when he writes that the Shani's Pashut is in order to teach you a Chiddush, the B'chiyak Avner, Roy Be'emeslak Dimon. I, the Gemara in Shavuos. So what do you need a Gemara in Shavuos for? To be makdim in the din of the Talmid Chacham. Right? Remember the Gemara in Shavuos? The Gemara in Shavuos, we were makdim in the din of the Talmid Chacham. Isn't that what the Gemara in Shavuos said? Why do you need a Pasuk for that? Didn't the Gemara in Shavuos? The Gemara in Shavuos quoted what? Alamed Amud Beis, which is Inamid Lashudin, right? Or Exla Tigra, right? He's the Ula of the Torah Mitzvah, is to judge it first. So he wants to say, what's the Pshah with the Gemara actually it's in Ksubis Lamaisa. Why? What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is your Chayiv Lak Dimo. That's why the Gemara, that's why Esed covered the Torah, your Chayiv Lak Dimo. And the truth of the matter is, Tosfos says over there in Shavuos, I think, Lamaisa, is that they came, the Talmid Chacham and the Amar came at the same time, you wouldn't need a Pasuk if they came at the same time. The Chiddush is, Halacha Lamaisa, is that they didn't come at the same time. So the reason why you need a Pasuk, the Gemara and Shavuot, Tosfos quotes, the reason why you need a Pasuk is you have to hear Mechuyev to be Makdim. So the Lomdus and the Radbaz
that the Rabbaz wanted to say is, that we want to say in the Rabbaz is, that's the Tais on the top here. That they came at the same time, that Tais that we saw. Actually, it's the Tais on the bottom. So if you're doing because of Gagadol, it's usher. But anything short of Gagadol, because it's more money, it's mutter. For no reason to offer for a cover of a tacham, for sure it's mutter. It's only out godless of the money. Thank you very much. It's only because the godless of the money is going to be a problem. We had said a different svar at that time. We had said that maybe it's an issue of halacha lemaisa of kind of like shochat, and if lemaisa, if it's like looking like shochat and things of that sort, so if there's a reason behind doing that, it should be mutter. That was a different svar that we suggested. Whereas if you hold it's a, you know, if you hold it's a procedure and you can't break it, so there'll be no such hatter. Okay, but let's take this even further now. Let's take this even further. The Maskanas HaGemara, what does Rashi say? What's Rashi saying here in Sanhedrin? In Baal Lefanech Adin Shel Pruta V'chazer U'Baal Din Acher Shel Mana Kodem Lefanech Akdem Lachtoch. What's the Lashon of Rashi? What's Mashra from Rashi? Even if they didn't start the Din Torah yet, they weren't Pasach B'din, but as long as they come in front of you, you're Mechuy Ben HaTorah, they done this one first, it's Asul Achro. That's the pasuk cutting Gagadol Tishmu. Zok Pshat and Rashi. Memele, the Gemara in Ksubis, even though your Chayav Ladunis is Somim Mitim Shvata Dem Tzedek, Ese de Kavod HaTorah Odif. Ese de Kavod HaTorah Odif. Yes? So Frek de Marsha, Rashi in Ksubis, why did Rashi say, Lamaisa Shvatatem Tzedek? What pasuk should he quote it? He should have quoted Kekatan Gagadol Tishmun. No. Why did Rashi quote a Shvatatem Tzedek? So Lamaisa, first of all, if you hold like the what we said in the Rabbaz just now, then they can answer the kasha. The issue is only if you're doing it for the godless of the money, right? So Lamaisa, you know, there's not doing for the gallus of the money. That's number one. Number two, the Rishash says that Rashi holds like the Ritva that the Beis Yosef quotes in the beginning of Tedvav, our Simon, and it's also the Ritva in Ksubis, that the Isser of Kekot and Gadol Tishmun is only when they've already started it in Torah. If they haven't yet started it in Torah, then there's no Isser. It's mutter to be maktim. And the Ritva says that the case of Rav Anan, Ritva and Ksubis, was talking about because they didn't yet start the din. So it comes out that the only essay you can have is Shvatanem Tzedek. That's assuming that Kekot and Kekot al-Tishmun is only when they've already started the din tire. However, the Dvar Moshe wanted to claim that that's not true. Because we said in Rashi, well, we medayik from Rashi, that the Issa of Kekot, and I want you to get this down, the Issa of Kekot and Kekot al-Tishmun is what? Not like the Ritva said that only if you started it in Torah. Rashi's mashum, as soon as you get in there, then you're back to the Marsha's kasha. But the push-up shot is that it's talui, Lamai says, as soon as you what? As soon as you get in there. Shbol lefonov. As soon as you're a bol lefonov, pashtus is that's when the Isser what? The Isser of Kekan and Gadol Tishmun begins. It's talui with shbol lefonov. So it turns out, Machloikis, I want you to get this Machloikis Rashi Ritva we want to suggest. What is the Getter Din of Kekana Gadol Tishmun? Is it only when they already started the Din Torah, or is it even when they're Bo Lefonov? Ritva says only when they've already started. Rashi says that as long as they're Bo Lefonov, that's enough of what? That's enough to trigger that Din. Alach Lamaisa. Now, it's interesting, Aaron and Yankee pointed out that if you look at that Ritva, seems to be a misprint in that Ritva. Right, the Ritva over there is bothered by Akasha, right? What's the Ritva bothered by? Aye, the Gemara says in Shuas that Lamaisa were not kosher for Istatim Dine, and here it was Istatim Dine. So he gives an answer, but the Chavar himself that comes, if you're taking the Tamachachim anyway to the Din Torah, what do you worry about Istatim Taine? But here he didn't know. And it's interesting, it said, should say Rav Nachman Savrachi. Rav Nachman thought he was. Savr the Machlefli Statim Tainim Zebor. I don't know why the notes didn't say that. Okay, then he goes on to say what we said from the Raw, that they haven't yet started the Din Tayr. Okay? So we have a fundamental machlokes Rashi, let's get it, and Ritva, regarding what? Regarding the scope of the din of Kekot and Kegot al Tishmu. Now, it's interesting, okay? It's very interesting that it could be, and we're not going to have time to get to this today, but later tomorrow. First of all, there's a few dinim d'rabbanan that we have to mention here. Covered for a Talmud Chacham, Poshib Shad, is a din d'rabbanan. Some postmen say this doesn't exist at all, the requirement of covet of relatives of a Talmud Chacham. But Pashas is d'rabbanan. That's one din d'rabbanan. The other din d'rabbanan I want to mention is that even though the Ritva claims that there is the Isser of Kekan Gadol Tishmu is only when they started the entire, he will agree there's a din d'rabbanan of Kekan Gadol Tishmu even when they bow Lefanov. And that's what the Drisha points out here in Simon Tetvov. The Sma says it in Sifkot Nehei. L'kuli abu the b'nissu d'rabbanon mishasha bo l'fonav. Even though the Ritva says only d'raisa when they already started, but at least mid-rabbanon will be an issa. We're saying Rashi holds it's an issa d'raisa even mishabo l'fonav. So I want to point out those two dirim d'rabbanon. That first one is argued on, but l'maisa, what this sets up for us now is the following. Is that there is a concept, and this will set up for us the Mechaber we'll be able to start. Let's just read the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Sarach adayin shiakdim ladun adin shabo lafon of tchila. Aval tzarach lahakdim din shal tamachacham afilu bo libesof. Chein mitzvah lo la'apocho beskusu kamashi yochol. So, you have two dini Torah that come up. Whichever comes first, you have to what? Dan. So it's interesting. In ba din shmitzad hadin ain kofin is a chayv l'sham l'tavekom. Mitzi is cotton. Let's say mitzi it's cotton that has no gezem in darke shalom. There's no din of kedima. That's in the Beis Yosef. Do you notice in the Beis Yosef he has this halacha about a cotton? He has this halacha about a cotton I want to just mention. Does a cotton have any zechuyos? So, and the Beis Yosef and Kuf Chav Beis, let's just get to this quickly. He says a cotton that's hired to be work for you, halacha lamais, can you take him to a din Torah? So he says, even if you hold halacha lamais, he points out that if it's a yosum, you have to be makdim dino ledvar Torah. So we assume that if the cotton's an employee, even though he has no yad, like it's, you know, for a mitziah, he can't be kon anything, but das acheres makdim lo means that he can acquire something. So it could very well be that, halacha lemaisa, you have to say, even though he has no schiyum d'oraisa, but since he was Torah, and it might be his minat Torah, Taisa says in Sanhedrin, because he's Torah, if it's a yosim, you have to be maknim his din to a din Torah. So we're dealing about Talmud Chacham, we're dealing about Ketanim, halacha lemaisa, they all have this shaila. So what I want to just finish up with is that, and then we'll discuss all the details tomorrow, what is this notion of Esed to cover the Torah Odif? Let's get it down, okay? What is this notion of Esed to cover the Torah Odif? That we're maknim the Talmud Chacham before, even if he's bottled of the sof, okay? Even if he's bottled of the sof, we assume that, and I want to point out that Aaron point out from the Daf Yomi, the Rosh and the Dorim, what are you being mechabin? Is it a covered atayra? Is it covered atayra? Or is it considered to be, are you marba the covered of what is it? It's the covered of the Torah, you're showing covered of the Talmud Chacham, Umaisa. What is it actually?
Is the whole point of this because you don't want him to vatal Torah? Vatal is limud? I think that was with Lashon and the Mefarish, correct?
That was the Rosh.
The Rosh didn't want to vatal his limud, but the Mefarish is covered at Torah. So there's two different reasons given as to why I'll have Haktoma. But I want to just close with this. Let's get it. And that is, let's get it down. The Gemara has this din of Esek Kavod HaTorah in our situation. Also has, if a Talmid Chacham comes in to testify as an aid normally has to stand. The Gemara says in Shavuos and Daf Lamed, you have the essay of Amdu Shnei Anoshim against the essay of Es Hashem Elokecha Tiru. So what wins? Essay the Kavod HaTorah Adif, and you sit him down, he doesn't have to testify. Frektem Maritz Chayis. What do you mean? The Gemara says Ksubis Daf Nemanaf, the Tej Yishonim says, on Nemamar Aleph, that if a man is minus a woman, the halacha is he has to marry her. What happens if he's ma'anes as someone who's also loved him, the mamzer? Say yes, it's a halacha, say you should marry her. The Gemara says, no, you don't. It's a weak essay. Why is it a weak essay? Because she might not want to marry the guy. So you don't say Esedokot say when it's weak. Right? So Frek the Maritz Chayis, how do you say Esedokot the Torah is odd and you sit the Talmud Chacham down? A Talmud Chacham will be mochel on his covet. It's a weak essay. How could that essay beat out the essay of Amdu Shnei Anoshim? That's the Maritz Chayis, Kashin, Shuiz, Daf Laman, Amar Aleph. Based on the Gemara and Ksubis Dav Nema Meralf with that Teish Yishonim. We're saying, Lamaisa, we're going to transpose that Kasha the Maritz Chayis to this Gemara as well. What do you mean, essay of Kavod HaTorah is Adif Bitzah Kekot and Kekot Tishmun or Bitzah the Shvat Tem Tzedek, whichever one you want to say. Rashi is a Shvat Tem Tzedek, could be Chleg is Rashi Ritva, Kekot and Kekot Tishmun, however you want to say it. So we wanted to say that, you know, according to the, you know, whichever you want to say, but why do you say I say the Kavod HaTorah Adif? It's Nitan L'Mechila. And when it comes to the Inyanim of Dechia, if something's weak, it shouldn't be able to be Deichem. So that's the Kasha that we have. So I want to begin Shir tomorrow. We have a Mahalach to try to answer this Kasha. So we're transposing the Kasha of Maritz Chayis in our Sugya, but the Maritz Chayis is on Daflamanov. So tomorrow, Bliner, we'll begin Shir to forem for that, and then we got to go to the details in the simon. I don't know if he gave an answer. We have an answer, okay? I don't remember his answer. I don't think he gives an answer. I think he leaves it as a sarachin, if I'm not mistaken. Okay? Yes. The Ben Yishchai said the chiddush in the Gemara was is that you would have had a havamina that yeah, you would have had a havamina that, you know, the guy's going to lose his money. The second case is waiting. The nif is going to run away. So you had a havamina, maybe you should do it. Okay? Yeah, the guy's going to run away. So he'll lose out $100,000. Okay?
How many guys can Rashi?